morning, Power Hour Nation. It is an absolute honor to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com is our main website. ThePowerMall.com is our all the nutritional supplements and what have you, the products that support, really, the causes the fuel for this engine we call the Power Hour and where we're going. Where are we going? We won't stop till you do. If you're not going to stop, we're not going to stop. It's all about the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in the right place. Today, of course, the day before the 4th of July, a very special day. We had William Federer on yesterday. James Fetzer is going to be joining later. His case, if you've been following this, he wrote the book, or he didn't, wasn't the sole author, compile it, is a, excuse me, is a better way to describe. He helped compile the book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. And, I don't know what happened at Sandy Hook, but there certainly are some questions that need to be answered. And, his book, has now been banned by the publisher won't even sell it anymore. He's going to give us an update on this case and what's going on. It seems like he's getting the railroad. I don't know. I'm for free speech. Let's have James Fetzer on. We'll ask him. We'll talk about him. So stick around for this. I think it's an important story, especially with all the censorship going on. And also tell you what happened. We got an email from, I think it's Posner family. I'll have to check with Catherine who sent it, but from a lawyer representing the Posner family that was just outrageous. And we will discuss that also. And, of course, today we'll go over news. Uncle Kevin is joining us. I wanted to say a little bit, of course, about the 4th of July tomorrow. We spent a lot of time yesterday. But this concept of evolution and that Darwinian evolution, specifically macroevolution, that we evolved species cross-pollinated, cross-changed, whatever you want to say, from monkeys to humans. And when evolution began to be taught in this country, It wasn't meant, I don't believe, especially in hindsight, as a scientific revolution, as a scientific discovery, so to speak. There was clearly ulterior motives to evolve society with this and evolve mankind with this. Are we animals that have evolved by accident from monkeys, or are we divinely created from something much greater? Does our beginning come from a star much further up, so to speak, you know, as the poets have written? This is a very important question, because as you get into it, one, there's no, and when I say no, I mean no, zero. There is zero hard evidence of any macroevolution on this planet, period. Zero. Zero hard evidence. And as time goes on, instead of science moving further away from the Bible, it's coming around back closer to the Bible. This concept that we were divinely endowed, dominion was given to us, mankind, male and female, on this planet, here we are, this is the foundation of our society, the foundation of America, is that concept. Lawfully, legally, the Declaration of Independence has solemnized this and canonized this idea. We're endowed by our creator. So when people ask, well, is America a creation society or an evolution society? Well, our law is a creation society. We are endowed by a creator with certain unalienable rights. Our creator, not Bubba the monkey at the zoo, so to speak. So as this idea and this concept began to take hold and we began to quote-unquote evolve, then law began to evolve. Well, now law can change. If humans change and monkeys change into humans, then we all need to evolve into something. We need to go forward. We need to move forward. And so the biblical idea of immortality, of connecting to your creator, of a mother, father, children, aunts, uncles, cousins, all this in one line, raising up, serving their creator, bringing glory to the creator, is juxtaposed against the idea of, well, we're going to offer a transhuman situation where we're going to evolve past human beings. You see what I'm saying? So it's a two immortalities. Well, we can hook your brain up to Google and now you can be immortal. You can live forever. Or we'll put you in a server. I mean, that's where all this is going. Daniel Estulin, many people, Patrick Woods, certainly, has explained this very well. So it became competing immortalities. You know, what immortality do you want? We all want immortality, don't we? We all want something that lasts forever and joy and happiness and to fulfill our desires or our potential, you know, those kind of things. So the moral immortality that is enshrined in the Bible, and it's part of our culture, etched in our culture, really, from the beginning of American society. The Declaration of Independence canonizes it by law, that became the Bill of Rights, that became trial by jury, that became self-government, that because you were endowed by your Creator, you had the ability to direct your own life, not because a man says so, not even because we individually say so. It's because something much higher said so and is dictated. It's like having children. You know, who needs a license to have children? What role does the state play in your ability to have children? Zero. Does the state give you, you know, egg and sperm and male and female? No, it has nothing to do with it. So this role and this concept is outside of man's purvey, outside of government. So transhumanism, the secular humanism of school comes in, and the immortality is offered saying, no, it's exactly within the realm of mankind. And mankind can use evolution to direct himself and to evolve himself into this immortality, like a Tower of Babel reaching towards heaven. Do you see the difference? That's what's at stake. That's what happened on July 4th, when it was finalized. July 4th, 1776, that's what put on the line. It was a death warrant to everybody who signed that. That's why it took 6 months to get all the signatures, you know, because they were all over the country or what have you. But that moment is juxtaposed against the secular humanist thought in school. They're incompatible. This is why there's obviously a plan to uproot us from our dominion. Our Creator gave us dominion. And if you're listening and you think, oh, this is a sermon or this is a religious lesson. No, it's not. This is a legal universal. This is really a secular discussion. Of course, it has religious implications and religion is certainly intertwined in it. But this is a legal, lawful, secular discussion. And which are you? And so when I say governments like socialism or communism is really Luciferianism, what I'm saying is communism, the quote unquote greater good, that you must subject your endowment, your rights, your free will to the will of a state so that the state can have power, so that the state can have control. Okay. Tell me that doesn't sound like Lucifer's plan, as opposed to the greater good that is enshrined in the Bible, enshrined really in law, that the government's only purpose is to protect these rights. Do you see how they're connected? To say that this America wasn't a Christian-based nation, a biblically-based nation, law-wise, is really ludicrous at this point. I'm not going to belabor that point. We're just going to accept that on hand and go forward. So the greater good of that's offered by law in America, offered by the Bible, offered by Christian morality, is that your will, your conscience, who you are, the divinity within you that you give back to your Creator, and that you work to send that morality forward and send the proliferation of that freedom, of that liberty, of that virtue forward in your children. You teach your children and then they go forward. And as Daniel Estulin so unbelievably eloquently put, that this immortality then goes, you go on forever and participate eternally in this experiment, if you want to call it the American experiment, but really mankind's growth to do what? To become one with their Creator, to participate in creation with the Creator of the universe. So the when you hear greater good, social, well, we got to do this for the greater good. Well, you got to line up and roll up your sleeve for the greater good and get a vaccine because you might be hurt. You see all these, you see? Yeah, of course we want the greater good. But that doesn't mean we sacrifice our free will to the greater good of some dictator. That's communism. That's socialism. That's Luciferianism. It's Luciferianism, ladies and gentlemen. It's satanic. That God made a mistake. God should have never given this will and this authority and this position to mankind. And that man must give over that dominion back to this state. This controlled entity, man-made entity, this modern-day Tower of Babel, to then control that dominion, then for the greater good to bring glory to this institution, really to Lucifer, really to the fallen nature of mankind, that we're not going to accept this connection to divinity. We will only accept the fallen nature of mankind and mankind's own logic and mankind's own quote unquote greater good. That is the battle. That is all the political questions pretty much that I can think of in one form or another come down to that. This is what our founding fathers did. This is the miracle of 1776. This is the sacrifices in the 1740s and 50s of the preachers of the Great Awakening that tell you, no, God is intimately concerned about you. You're responsible to your Creator. Your Creator has made you. You are responsible to your Creator. Law is responsible to the Creator, not to offend the Creator and not to hurt His greatest creation, which is us. That we jointly participate in this experiment, in this creation, in this fulfillment of destiny. And it's not an evolution where now we evolve from monkeys on an accident in some premortal soup that just happened because two stars collided over millions. It's insane. It's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. And yet another, there's reason number 1058 why the public school, the government school system is a cancer to our society. You know, many presidents, Winston Churchill had a similar quote. I think it was Harding who had the first such quote kind of like this. But the ideas of a nation shape the nation, not the events. So if you want to change a nation, you change the ideas. So why do you think there's been such a push to change the ideas of a nation? Why do you think school is being so controlled? Why do you think they push the United Nations? I remember, you know, again, I was in Scouts, and I'd always ask the people in Scouts I was working with, you know, the Scouts themselves, what do you taught in school about America? But, well, we do United Nations Week, not just the United Nations Day. We do a whole week, and we tout the United Nations. Why do you think there's been such a effort to control education? Because education has a moral purpose and has an immoral purpose. And the immoral purpose now is to take this divinity, to offer this modern-day Tower of Babel and this false immortality, Luciferian immortality, to control and to bring glory to Lucifer and the fallen nature of man. Again, not a religious discussion, ladies and gentlemen. This is really a secular, legal discussion. It really is. And so the school system then shapes the ideas of these young minds. You can take anybody, you know, I said it a million times, your children are going to be brainwashed. They might as well be brainwashed by you. They might as well be propagandized by you. I look at my daughter and I catch her all, I got to be careful what I say to her because then she repeats back to me what I said. She takes what I say like it's gospel truth. I'm happy that that's the truth, that she respects me and she feels that way strongly about me. But at the same time, it's a very big responsibility. Now, imagine if she was at school 8 hours a day and they were telling her about the United Nations, about climate change, and there's too many people, and God only knows what about the LGBT community, about man, there is no male and female, and the confusion, and the whole plan of the Creator is frustrated. The whole plan of law, the whole continuation of law and eternity and immortality becomes frustrated. This is the miracle. There is virtually no precedent for what happened in this country. I get emails talking about how it was a sin to separate from England, and I respect the people, especially the people who send me some of these emails. I respect them. James Perloff talks about this quite a bit. I completely disagree, respectfully. The idea that Masons or there were secret things involved in America that they wanted, you know, a backdoor way to control America eventually in the future, that may all be true. But this plan has no power over us unless we give it to them. And so the miracle that happened in this country, July 4, 1776, is that we set an irreversible course that we were either going to perish or succeed with this concept that I've been describing to you. It is America. It is the American ideal. Our children are not being taught it. So what will the future look like? If they are not taught it, if it's not in the idea, then events don't change nations. Ideas do. And so ideas become bulletproof one way or another. And so conviction becomes the currency of the future. So what are we convicted about? Are we convicted? Absolute conviction, absolute understanding, at least these basic things. I mean, you may not agree with 100% of what I just said, but if you're American, you darn near should agree with most of it, certainly. And so we can build on that. Let's build on our common beliefs. This is the only unifying principle. This is why I've asked you, I've begged you, if you do not have the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator, I'm not trying to scold you, but the shame on you. We're in a war, ladies and gentlemen. Or really, I should say shame on me, because I haven't been able to describe this good enough and the importance of it good enough. And I'm not trying to lecture you. I'm trying to share with you so that we come together in a common way, a common understanding, and that we are fortified against the wave that is upon us, the tsunami that is coming towards us. You see it. You can feel it. I don't have to tell you. You know it's coming. What will make us endure? Will going to church every Sunday make us endure? No, it won't. Not by itself. Because these churches, many of them are teaching things opposite law, opposite the Bible, opposite our future and our endowment. They teach the opposite thing. So then the church becomes, it's like the Anglican church during the American Revolution. It becomes an arm of tyranny. So does church by itself save? No, it doesn't. Does principles, the truth and liberty and morality, does it save? Does it help us endure? Absolutely. That's what we'll endure. If your church is talking about these things, then fantastic, your church will help you. If your church isn't and isn't firm in these type of things, then at some level, the good that they do is very little, because the war is here. The tsunami is here upon us. On this day, the day before the 4th of July, 243 years ago? Is that right? 243 years ago, tomorrow, the Secretary of the Continental Constitutional Convention wrote the final charter, or the Continental Convention, excuse me, wrote the charter known as the Declaration of Independence, the final cuts. Thomas Jefferson included a scathing indictment of slavery in it also, just so you know. And there's a story about Thomas Jefferson we'll get to. 243 years ago, that's not very long. My great-grandmother, she lived till she was born in the 1890s. She was the oldest person I knew. She was an old lady even when I was born. I got to know her pretty well. And got to, she died when I was, around 20 or so. So I got to know her very well. I adored her. She was born in 1896. Her great-grandparents were born in the early 1800s when Thomas Jefferson was still alive. You see how the connection, it's not that far. But not only that, when you look at your children's eyes, when you look at them, the light, the love, the divinity, I don't know what other word, the spark, the divinity within them. When you see that divinity within them, what is it that will secure that? I venture to guess here, or pretty sure, your greatest concern is that they're going to be able to live out that spark and their desires and their ambitions and their hopes and their dreams in a moral, sustainable, lawful, protected way. And that's the dream and the greatness of the United States of America. That is the great experiment of this country. And secret societies don't matter. Whatever the Masons did or didn't do doesn't matter. What matters is the idea that we hold in our heart. And just like Israel was delivered from Egypt as the waves came over the Pharaoh's army, the miracle happened in this country, and the promise and fulfillment of the house of Israel was put upon the United States of America. There's a lot of books that talk about that. Joseph's, Judas Scepter, Joseph's Birthright is one of them. There's another one that, one of you listeners sent me. I apologize. I can't think of the name right off the top of my head, but thank you so much for the book. It was somebody in Montana, sent it to me. And there's another great book about that, but you can look that up. The fulfillment, the promises on Israel became the promises, the fulfillment on the United States of America. And like Israel, when we start to forget these things, my people perish for lack of knowledge. The next part of that scripture, because you have forgotten my law, I will forget your children. We look at the abortions. We look at our children in school. We look at the gender confusion. We look at what's going on, the drug wars, the drug waste, what have you. our children are being forgotten. The curses upon Deuteronomy, the blessings and curses of Deuteronomy 28. You shall lend and not borrow. And then when you're cursed, you shall borrow and not lend. Is that not the United States? You shall plant a crop and other nations shall benefit from it. Other nations shall be brought in. Do you see what these, that's why I call them invaders. They, you know, yes, of course they want a better life and all that. And I'm not trying to belittle, besmirch them individually, but collectively, this is part of the curse that is on this country. The abortions, the pedophilia that we have accepted. You heard from the actress from Disney and what was going on, and everybody knew about it and how she was abused and the rotting core at the center, politics, media, movies, entertainment, so to speak. These agendas, they're death. They're a no future society, as Daniel Estlin said. Our only future is in principle, is in morality, is in law, is in what our founding fathers did. There's a quote I'm going to end before we introduce Uncle Kevin. Robert Frost, shortly before his death, I think it was in Life magazine that was quoted, but Robert Frost, shortly before his death, said, "Our founding fathers did not believe in the future. They believed the future in." Think about that. All things are possible to him that believeth. Who said that? Our ideas, our concepts, our conviction will cause the miracles of 1776 to endure. Our apathy, our complacency, our ignorance will destroy it. The power has been given. The crown is placed upon us. I believe in you. I love you. I love this country. This is a very special day. We're going to have news on the other side as soon as the music starts. And then James Fetzer, very important. I believe in you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that you believe in yourself. And together, you just hold that line. Every decision you make, you hold that line. Hold that line. Hold that line. This is the United States of America. And God has a plan for our future. I believe it. I know it. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio-Superfood. I've taken Bio-Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory,
the incomparable Judy Garland. I don't know what year this is. It's got to be late 60s. Battle Hymn of the Republic. Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to make you aware of specials over at the Power Mall. Of course, we have free shipping on REM Sleep. And also, any order over $50, you get a free copy of Forever 1776, the book my uncle and I have written. It's a fantastic book. I think every American needs it. It's, you know, many people have written me and said this needs to be a primer in every school. Well, yeah, of course it does. At least something, some information like this needs to, of course. So take advantage of that. Get the books. If you want to buy multiples to give away to relatives or what have you, please ask Jay. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your purchases. Thank you for your donations. We have 10% off on the website all this week. Of course, tomorrow and the next day, the number will be closer. Today's the last day to call in, to Jay personally, because we're going to be closed for the holiday. I'm going to eat some all beef hot dogs. If you're looking for all beef hot dogs, you don't eat pork. I don't eat pork. At Walmart, they got, I think they're Oscar Mayer Naturals. I think they're called no nitrate, all beef, Angus beef. They're really good. If you're looking for not pork. So there you go. That's what we're going to be doing. Among other things, maybe we'll get some fireworks involved. So please allow us to do that. And thank you for your support and your purchases. We need it, ladies and gentlemen. And you need to support us. This is your show. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Thank you very much. Now let's get to some of the news. I'll introduce Uncle Kevin's been sitting here patiently listening. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back, Dan.
And what do you think, the day before the 4th of July?
Well, I think you're exactly right about the teachers program our kids. Exactly right.
Well, everybody programs. Whoever spends time around children, they are programming
them.
Oh,
yeah. My son-in-law, we were arguing about the government spraying us.
Yeah.
And
You're talking about chemtrails?
Yeah, chemtrails.
Or geoengineering?
Yeah, geoengineering.
Climate engineering.
Whatever you want. And, you know, I'd show him the...
In the sky.
The sky, the trails in the sky, and he'd go, oh, that's just...
It's chemtrails, or contrails, yeah.
And I'm like, no, they're not contrails. And then he turns to me and says, that's BS what you're telling me, Kev. If it was true, my teacher would have told me in school. That's how powerful teachers are to your kids.
We're going to make that reason 1,059.
unbelievable.
Yes.
He can look at it and deny it.
Right.
And go back to his days
my
in
teacher
school.
Well, that's important. That sounds really important. My teacher would have told me.
That's right. Yeah.
I can remember being little and I remember seeing contrails in the sky. Contrails, and they disappear quickly.
Yeah.
We never saw, I never remember a chemtrail.
Me neither, no.
Never. Especially when you were a child.
Never.
I don't know at what point, but certainly when I was little, we looked up and saw blue sky.
That's right.
Anyway, crazy. All right, let's get to the news and then James Fetzer, important interview with James. Iran says, quote, any amount we want. When asked about the uranium, they are poised to increase uranium enrichment at higher levels. What does this say to you, Uncle Kevin?
That you're going to get out of the Paris agreement and the world agreement, whatever it is, and then he's going to make a
you're hopeful.
Yeah, deal with Trump on the side.
That's what you see it as. I tend to agree with you. I hope so.
Yeah.
This just seems, so brazen to be so in your face about this. Iran's like, we'll make whatever uranium we want. It's just daring countries to do anything.
Right.
I hope this is the case. Maybe Trump is working with them to say, hey, let's go after these bankers. I know you don't like the bankers.
Yeah, they don't like the bankers.
You don't like OPEC.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
These bankers need
cheap
oil.
The bankers aren't in Iran, I don't think.
Right, they're not.
That's why
they're a regime.
That's right. That's why the world hates them.
Yeah, the media sure does.
They're not controlled by the bankers.
Russia accused of cover-up over lethal submarine fire. I don't know if you've heard about this. The commentators in Russia have challenged officials for not releasing full details. They killed supposedly 14 sailors. Putin signs law suspending INF treaty. This is the nuclear treaty because the U.S. pulled out of it. Now Russia's going to pull out of it. Again, I'm going to ask you the same question about Iran. What does that say to you? Putin pulling out of this nuclear treaty.
I think they're all three going to get together and make a deal.
Russia, Iran, and America.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
King of the heap. U.S. named the world's top trash maker. risks being buried in its own garbage. While the U.S. makes up 4% of the world's population, it produces 12% of the world's trash, so three times average.
Three times as much, okay.
More than both China and India. That's surprising. That's really surprising. To make matters worse, it's also terrible at managing its garbage output, recycling a small percentage. I don't want to recycle any garbage. Don't we have incinerators that can just eliminate it? I mean, throw it out. Can we just put it in the big thing and throw it out in space? I mean, I don't know. We got all the plastic in the ocean right now. Well, this is ridiculous.
Well, they can recycle that stuff.
The plastic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not doing it. So at least burn it. Can you not incinerate it?
Oh, that'd be pollution. Plastic's nasty.
They can make a different plastic. They really could.
They could.
They could break down. They can make plastic that breaks down.
It breaks down. They sure can.
John Adam, this is a article from the Chicago Tribune. Now, we talked about this extensively yesterday. If you missed the interview with William Federer, it's well worth your time yesterday, July 2nd. John Adams predicted we will also celebrate Independence Day on July 2nd. What happened? Well, this article goes in details how July 2nd, and he quotes John Adams. What is not quoted, and let me get to this quote here, is the idea that this is a great anniversary festival. July 4th or July 2nd would be a great anniversary festival, and that's what it's become, as a day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. That's the part that's left out of this article. Any of these mainstream articles, corporate media controlled entities, outlets, they never put in stuff like that. Our founding fathers were so completely entrenched with this idea of Christian morality in their law.
Yep.
So entrenched, and that they were going to have a devotion to God for their deliverance, just like the children of Israel. Really, ladies and gentlemen, really.
Absolutely.
I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm underselling this.
Right.
I'm underselling how complete that connection was.
George Washington said he prayed often.
Trump orders tanks for Independence Day parade. How do you feel about tanks going down the Washington, D.C. streets?
I wish they'd start firing.
You got a couple targets in mind. Just kidding, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
just kidding.
Exactly. If the Senate crosses the street at just the right time.
That's funny. That's funny. This does smack a little bit of Nazi Germany with their parades.
Yeah. And Russia.
And Russia certainly does.
Putting all them missiles that turned out to be rubber floats.
As a show of strength.
And when we bought it, that was the thing. During the Cold War, we thought they were had so many missiles.
Look at that missile.
Yeah, look at that.
They had no idea it was...
cardboard or rubber.
Yeah, it was held together with duct tape.
Yeah.
Funny. This story. Stories like this drive me insane. Charlottesville drops Hollywood or holiday celebrating Thomas Jefferson's birthday. Charlottesville, Virginia.
I read that last night. I almost put it in my paper today.
What's your feelings about this?
Tanks could go visit Charlottesville.
They just make a turn left. Was that left, east? What is that? Turn straight due or west? Turn due west and a little northwest.
Exactly.
Or southwest.
Give them an ultimatum to reinstate it.
They want to. They're replacing it with March 3rd as Liberation Day. They're going to get rid of celebrating Thomas Jefferson's birthday, who is a son of Virginia.
Yeah, I know.
Who is the favorite? You know, the favorite son of Virginia.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about somebody famous. Think of somebody famous born in your state. Is there anybody more famous than Thomas Jefferson born in Virginia?
Our Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights wouldn't be the same without him.
Our whole country wouldn't be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've told that story many times about Kennedy. They had a meeting at the White House with all living Nobel Prize winners.
Mm-hmm.
And Kennedy at that meeting said, this has to be the greatest collection of intelligence the White House has ever seen. Save possibly when Jefferson dined alone.
That's exactly right. And he died on the 4th of July.
Yeah, him and John Adams. 50 years.
Exactly. About an hour apart. And both of them said...
at least the other one's still alive.
Yeah. Is Adams still alive?
Yeah. You know, they fought a lot.
They did.
Disagreed, and then they totally got on the same page.
Yes.
Proud to be an American, Gallup poll hits historic low of 45% ahead of 4th of July holiday. You know, we talked about in the lead up to the news, events don't create nations or affect nations. It's ideas that do. So if only 45% are proud to be American or have patriotic feelings towards this country for whatever reason, then that idea is growing that it's not good to be an American, that America is not good for whatever, you know, it could be several reasons, but certainly some of them are, you know, these schools indoctrinating America's bad and Ginsburg saying our Constitution is outdated. That's why I can't stand that. Ginsburg is a troll that lives under the bridge. And I'll say it all day, every day.
That's right.
She had the audacity to say our Constitution is outdated and she's supposed to be protecting Constitution.
She should have been arrested right on the spot.
She should have been, well, I don't know about arrested. She got his opinion. She should have been, what's that called?
Defrocked,
yeah. You got to give up your black robe right
now,
lady.
Exactly.
Do not pass go. Trump administration abruptly gives up fight over citizenship question on the census. What's going on here?
Well, what's his face? The head of the Supreme Court.
Roberts.
Dirty Roberts voted against it.
Well, how they ruled, ladies and gentlemen, was it's not that they couldn't have the question, is that the reason they gave was wrong.
That's ridiculous.
What are they, mind readers now?
Yeah.
Is that they're mind readers and they're judging their motives?
I don't trust that Roberts as far as I can throw him.
Why would you?
He's in charge of the FISA court. You don't think that he knew about the surveillance on Donald Trump before and after he was president?
Obamacare. Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, he rewrote it.
To say that it was constitutional.
Yeah, not just said he would, to say it's constitutional. He rewrote it. That's not his job to rewrite things.
It's lawlessness.
Yeah, exactly.
Trump policy, the administration's policy that if somebody's seeking asylum, they come into this country, they're held in detention pending their case.
Correct.
Which is a good policy.
It's a great policy.
To me, people say, oh, that's cruel. No, you don't understand. People come in. By the truckloads, they say, I want asylum. Okay, show up on your case here, you know, a month from now. And they never show up.
They never show up.
They never show up. And now they're in the country and now, no.
Yeah.
We owe them the respect to protect them from their situation if that's what they are, truly asylum seekers. And they are protecting them in detention. They have a detention center where they're holding them. They are protected from the situation they are fleeing. Is it ideal? No. But the whole situation is not ideal.
Right.
Are we supposed to put them up in the... Again, I'll ask a question. Holiday Inn?
Right.
Marriott? What? Four Seasons? What?
I say shuffle them off to Pelosi's house. Put them in there.
Well, the judge blocked this policy, keeping asylum seekers in detention pending cases, said that this is illegal. The Trump administration cannot categorically detain asylum seekers while they pursue their cases. A federal judge. What state do you think? What district do you think?
District 9.
Bingo.
Plan 9 from outer space.
Yeah. Yeah. Bingo. You get 3 guesses and the first 2 don't count. Those who are detained, the judge says those who are detained after crossing the border are entitled to bond hearings. Bond hearings? You can't. Bond.
Bond.
Bond. Who's going to give them a bond?
The stock market.
Ooh.
Ooh, that was a good
cheap
shot.
Labor. Ooh. That- yes.
That's exactly what
cheap
they
labor,
do with
the
them.
New slaves.
That's exactly what they do with them. They give them a social security number and they trade them on the stock market.
And a driver's license. And, yeah. Dr. Short, Randy Short, he was talking about, the government doesn't need blacks anymore. That's why they're aborting them. They got the new slaves.
Yeah, that was very good. I love that guy.
Very perceptive.
Yes, very perceptive.
Dr. Short, if you're listening, God bless you. And what's his name? Larry Pinkney's going to be on next week again.
Good. I got something to say.
Go, please say it.
Okay. This is a quote from George Washington since this is day. If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter.
George That's a powerful Washington. Quote.
That is a powerful
Father quote. Of our nation.
Yeah. Firearms stands next in importance to the Constitution itself. They are American people's liberty's teeth and keystone under independence. How profound are those two?
Well, what he said is so, it just makes logical sense. And that's, you know, this, what we talked about leading into the show, there's two sides of this. Are you a controlled animal, or are you a divinely endowed being? Which are you? So, if you're independent, then you can arm yourself.
Right.
It's just logical. But what they're saying, the governments are saying, and what the philosophies in school, you're not independent. You are part of this hive mentality, and you're just a cog in this wheel that we are creating, our Tower of Babel that we're building.
And look how they're trying to take our freedom of speech away.
Right, because it's damaging. It's hurting people's feelings.
Yeah, ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, he said that 246 years ago. How profound.
You got more quotes, or do you?
I do got some more quotes, if you want them. Or...
Give one more. Go ahead. Okay. Give one more. Is this George Washington?
No, this is Thomas Jefferson. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
It's pretty ominous you brought that one up.
Well, I think it's getting, you know, if things don't change here pretty soon, I think he's going to be like...
Prophetic?
Soothsayer.
Well, I see it. I'm not, I don't want violence. I don't want any of those things. But I see a movable object meeting the, you know.
Something's got to bend or blow up.
Right.
Or,
if we hold, you know, again, we were having this discussion with your brother-in-law, my other uncle, Uncle Steve, who's a pastor.
Oh, yeah. He's ready.
Well, yeah. He sees this. If we hold our beliefs the way this is going, there's going to be a clash of ideas here. And remember, it's not events, it's ideas. The war is over ideas.
Oh, I know. I know. Got one more.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is from John and Adams. A constitution of government once changed from freedom can never be restored. Liberty once lost is lost forever. And Jefferson on this topic, he said, freedom is lost. It'll take many generations and a lot of bloodshed to get it back.
And he also said that no matter, it's necessary, important, and right for every generation to try, even if they fail, because eventually a generation will succeed.
Yeah. Very profound, them people.
No, they were ignorant Hicks farmers out of touch with reality.
Yeah.
Don't you know? Didn't you go to school? Didn't they? Don't you know? It's much better to give our authority over to the United Nations, those morons.
Mm-hmm.
Tongue in cheek, ladies and gentlemen. Navy SEAL Chief Edward Gallagher. We talked about him yesterday. Remember, he was going to be tried for killing that. Well, he was ruled not guilty.
Awesome.
I think it's awesome. I don't know, but just the basic. I don't like any of these.
Well,
kind
I told
of things.
You that story last night about that guy from Vietnam.
Yeah. What? Well, maybe we'll tell it the next. Maybe we'll tell it with James. Hold that story.
Okay.
There's some important stories we got to bring up here. Let me go quickly. We got only a few minutes. Some states are restricting access to abortion really heavily and pushing back, like Alabama, Georgia, we've talked about this, Missouri, other states. Some are going the opposite way, like New York. Well, now Maine is expanding access to abortion and just passed laws to expand that access. They joined those ranks here a couple weeks ago with two new laws. One requires all insurance and Medicaid to cover the procedure, and the other allows physician assistants and nurses with advanced training to perform it. So they're mandating, forcing insurance, forcing, you know, the Catholics. This is a big issue with Catholics because paying into insurance, I'm paying for abortions now. So Maine is saying, yep, you are. Yes, you are. Very perceptive.
Yeah.
What about it?
Yeah. Well, I think they've been paying all along, to be honest with you.
Constitutional carry, new law, now law in South Dakota. Constitutional carry should be throughout this country.
It should, yeah, no question.
Proliferated.
And silencers, too.
Yeah, why? What's the matter with a silencer? If you carry a gun, because it makes a noise?
It makes a big noise. It hurts people's ears. Silencers are excellent.
Yeah, if you're gonna shoot criminals, shoot them with a silencer.
Yeah. and it just makes them tolerable. All that thing that you can't hear it and it's just a little whisper, that it's not true.
House Democrats sue Treasury to turn over Trump tax returns.
Yeah, that's going nowhere.
Going nowhere, I don't believe. Now, this story in Portland, this is important. We've been going back and forth, and we've been speculating about the journalist who got beat up by Antifa in Portland.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay,
yeah,
you know what we're talking about. Well, Ted Cruz, the Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, and Wheeler, who is the mayor of Portland, they've been going back and forth on Twitter when Wheeler has denied. I didn't tell them to stand down. Well,
somebody did.
Well, hold on.
Oh, okay.
The story is not just anybody. The head of the Portland Police Association, Daryl Turner, the president of that association, put out a statement about this. Says, I want to clear this up. The mayor did it. That's right. I'm going to clear this up right now.
Excellent.
It's time for our mayor to do two things, he says.
Resign and go to jail.
Oh, you read the letter. It's time for the mayor to do two things. Tell both Antifa and Proud Boys that our city will not accept violence in our city, and remove the handcuffs from our officers and let them stop the violence through strong and swift enforcement action. Enough is enough. Where are the voices condemning the lawlessness and violence have been directed at Antifa? There have been an immediate call for independent outside investigation. This is a perfect example of Portland police at work and why our great city is now under fire in the national news. The mayor, our police commissioner, is not allowed to use the rank and file officers of the Portland Police Bureau as a shield to deflect Portland's negative press nationwide. As we have said before and will continue to say, police officers work to uphold the Constitution, including the right to free speech. It's our job to ensure that our community can peacefully protest without fear of violence. But right now, our hands are tied. Mayor Wheeler.
Resign.
Another gun story. This is there was a well, movie.
That guy's got a good crack on the head. He's got a good lawsuit against that.
It wasn't a little. I mean, his life was in jeopardy.
It was.
It wasn't just a random
That's
sucker
a big,
punch.
I mean, that guy could be going to jail for a while.
Family of woman killed in Las Vegas shooting files lawsuit against the gun maker. Not the person who shot against the gun maker. There was a movie with John Cusack, and I think, I can't remember that, but there's a, I can't remember a few years ago about that.
Could watch 1776 tomorrow.
I think we should.
I think so. I think we should.
And shoot some fireworks while we do it. And shoot some guns in the air. We got a target here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we got a range.
We got a target.
We got a gun.
We got
range.
A range. We might let some lead fly.
Yeah.
Too bad Wayne's not here. Our Canadian friend. the Canadian Wyatt Earp.
Yeah.
Too bad he's
exactly.
not here. California town declares self a sanctuary city again for gun owners. Not for illegal immigrants, for gun owners. The Old West desert town of Needles, California, is where the beleaguered Jode family crossed Tom Jode, the Colorado River, into California in the novel. Well, now the city council has made it a sanctuary city, Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Is Tombstone following?
That's it. Tombstone's Arizona, isn't it?
Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
It's a city.
Bald eagles stir U.S. patriotism as webcam stars. On the brink of extinction a half a century ago, the bald eagles thriving in the internet age, fascinating a devoted core of Americans who are watching their feed live. Where active military vets can get free food and save from on the 4th of July, there's a whole list, an article, where you can go for free food, veterans. Take advantage.
Good.
God
yeah.
bless you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. Dan Spencer, thepowerhour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-